We're going to read a story from Joshua chapter 2, and it involves Joshua sending two men into the city of Jericho. Jericho was the first city the Lord had the Israelites conquer after crossing over the Jordan River into the land of Canaan. Now, when we take a look at this story in Joshua chapter 2, as we listen to it, you can look at this picture. And you can see in this picture lots of details. So what you can do as we're reading the story in Joshua chapter 2 is listen for how many details we read about that you can see in this picture. Are you ready? And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent two men from Shittim to spy silently, saying, "Go see the land and Jericho." And they went and came into the house of a woman, a harlot, and her name was Rahab. And they lay there. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, "Bring forth the men that came in unto thee, that they are come into thy house, for they have come in to spy out all the land." So the king of Jericho knew that Joshua's army was getting ready to attack Jericho, and knew that he had sent men in to spy out the city or investigate and examine the city. And the woman took the two men, and she kept them secret. And she said, "It is so. The men came to me, but the men went out. Pursue after them in haste, for you shall overtake them." But she had brought the men up on the roof and had concealed them with flax of the wood arranged for her upon the roof. Now, flax of the wood means fibers or threads that come from stalks of a crop, and they were separated and laid out to dry on the roof of homes in ancient times. And so Rahab hid those two men that Joshua sent underneath those fibers from the stalks of crops. And it continues, "And they, the two men from Joshua, were scarcely laid down, and she went up to them on the roof. And she said to them, 'I know that Joshua has given you, that Yahweh has given you the land, and that the terror of you has fallen upon us, and that all those who dwell in the land are dissolved before you. For we have heard how Yahweh dried up the waters of the Suf Sea, the Red Sea, from before you when you came out from Egypt.'" Do you remember that? "And that what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were across the Jordan, to Sihon and Og, whom you doomed. And we heard, and our hearts did melt, and the spirits arose no more in any man before you. For Yahuwah your God, he is God in the heavens above and on the earth beneath. And now, I pray you, promise to me by Yahuwah, for I have done mercy with you, that you will also do mercy with the house of my father, and give me a sign of truth. And that you will let my father and my mother live, and my brothers and my sisters and all that they have, and will rescue our souls from death." Because she knew that Jericho was going to be attacked. "And the men said to her, 'It shall be, when Yahuwah gives us the land, that we will do mercy and truth with thee.' And she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the wall of the city wall, and she dwelt upon the city wall. And the men said to her, 'Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt tie this line of scarlet twice dyed thread in the window by which thou didst let us down. And thy father and thy mother and thy brothers and all the house of thy father thou shalt gather to thee into the house.' And she said, 'According to your word, so be it.' And she sent them away, and they went, and she tied the line of scarlet twice dyed in the window." So did you see a lot of details from that story in this picture? Let's start with this woman here. Did anyone remember the name of that woman in this picture? Yes. Rahab, that's right. And how about these two men? Who are these two men? Yes?
I just figured out a word that you said, that the guy that's like hanging.
This man here?
Yeah, he's holding onto the rope and like a window. I Would you like said that?
We read about all of those details, didn't we? And who are those two men? Does anybody know who those two men are? Right. And who sent them? Did you have your hand up? Who sent them? Joshua sent those two men in to investigate Jericho to prepare for battle. And here's another interesting thing to look at. Rahab's house. What is it on top of? Can you see? Yes. The wall around the city of Jericho, is that what you were going to say? Do you see these big stones? Those are big stones that build up the city wall because Jericho had a wall all around it. And Rahab's house was on top. Now, there's one more detail in this picture we haven't mentioned yet. Yes?
The scarlet twice-dyed rope that they're climbing down from.
Maybe that rope looked a lot like this one, a scarlet twice-dyed cord that Rahab used to let those two men sent from Joshua climb down out of the city and escape from the king of Jericho. And then what else did they say to do with it? Did anyone pick that up? What did they tell Rahab to do with it? Yes.
Tie it in the window.
Tie it in the window. And why should they tie it in the window? What would that do for Rahab and her whole family? Yes. And when they saw the cord hanging from Rahab's window, would the Israelites hurt Rahab and her family?
No.
That's right, because it was a sign to the Israelites that Rahab had done what? Had done what, yes? Had hid the two men from Joshua, that's right. Now, do you know what the color red corresponds to? Because scarlet is close to the color red, yes. What does the color red correspond to? Yes? Love. And scarlet twice dyed corresponds to a certain kind of love called mutual love, which is loving your neighbor or charity, which is why a cord of this color was used as a marker of Rahab's window. Because what charitable thing did Rahab do? You already said it. What charitable thing did Rahab do? She hid the spies. That's exactly right. So this cord, the color of charity, was a sign that Rahab had been charitable, had loved her neighbor, had hid those spies, even though the king wanted them. And Rahab probably took a great risk in hiding them, because if she had been found out, she may have been killed herself. But she saved those men because she knew they were from the Lord. So we can think about this story, and we can think about what are some things that we can do that mark our lives with loving the neighbor, with being charitable to the neighbor, with helping other people the way Rahab helped Joshua's two men. Maybe next time when you're at home working on chores that you do in your house, and maybe you finish early and one of your brothers or sisters is still working on their chores, you could help them, couldn't you? You could say, I'm all done, I'm going to help you finish your chores. And that's like Rahab loving her neighbor, helping the two spies that Joshua sent, isn't it? Or if you're in school or in a play group, and you're working on a project, and you finish yours, and you figured out how to do it very well. But you've got some friends and schoolmates who are still working on theirs and maybe need some help. Wouldn't that be a charitable, loving thing to help them out, help them finish up their project? And then what happens is you have a mark, a sign in your house or in your mind of charity, of loving the neighbor, because you've taken the truths that you know from the Word, and you've used them to be charitable, to love your neighbor. So when you think about this story and think about the sign that Rahab had out of her window and how it saved her from Jericho, you know what you can think of?
One day?
Yes?
My mom was like...
Well, you know what we can think about when we think about this story and the nice things that Rahab did for the two men from that Joshua sent, is we can think about how we in our own minds have marks of the charitable things that we do, signs of the charitable things that we do because we're using the Lord's truths. And do you know what those signs do when we're charitable? It saves us from the influences of the evil spirits, just like this cord saved Rahab from Jericho. Amen.